Hi, welcome to Whispered Faith. I'm your host, Melissa Aguilar. Our conversations are real, raw, and relatable. Here we're not just talking about religion. We're talking about a revolutionary encounter with the one who breaks every chain and sets captives free, Jesus Christ. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to Whisper Faith. I'm your host, Melissa. I want to share an experience that I had last year when I purchased something in a store. I believe it was Ross. It was either Home Goods or Ross. I decided to purchase home decor that had scripture on it. And this was early last year. I was just newly saved, so I didn't have scripture memorized. And I bought it home. I thought it was so pretty. I was excited to bring this item home. And my daughter said, "Mom, hold on a second." She said, "That scripture is totally wrong." And she started laughing. She's like, "Where did you buy this?" She's like, "First off, the chapters are totally wrong and the saying is off. And I want to read it to you because my experience can help others out there when you're purchasing something, either a shirt or home decor, even Bibles, guys." All right, I'm going to read it to you. John 14:16. This plaque says, "Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the love." I'm going to repeat that to you. Many of you already know the scripture memorized, recognize the scripture, and some of you may not. One more time. John 14:16. Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the love. Something's very off there. I'm going to go into my Bible app now and read John 14:16. John 14:16 reads, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." And I'm using NIV for this example. Whoa, that was way off. One more time, I'm going to read it to you. John 14:16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." That's totally different than this plaque that I have. Night and day. This is why it's important to test everything against the Bible, even things that we purchase. So I encourage you guys, from now on, just be very aware. Check your Bible apps. Carry your Bible with you before you make a purchase. Test it against the Bible. I don't know if you've heard, but Bibles are being changed out there to be either gender neutral. Then NRSV, I believe, is a gender neutral Bible, and that is not a good thing. Also, the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, has embarked on a 10-year project to change the words of the Bible. I don't know if this item is from China, because a lot of things that we buy, let's be honest, is from China if we check the label. And maybe this is a reflection of, or if this was a typo and they decided to sell it in this store. Either case, it has no business being on a shelf or in my home. But from my lack of knowledge, and the Bible says many will perish from the lack of knowledge, I purchased this and brought it into my home. And this is false scripture. It is incorrect. Now, let's see where the confusion is. I'm going to read the correct Bible verse, which I believe they were referencing, and my daughter as well, that she pointed out. So Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the love is totally incorrect. Let's go into a Bible. John 14:6 reads, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" And because it's in my nature, I'm going to repeat it one more time. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Wow, that's powerful. That is a really good scripture, guys. Keep it close to your heart. If you haven't memorized scripture yet, I invite you to memorize this scripture. Let's read the difference in the Oxford Dictionary between life and love. What the Bible says and what this plaque says. Life in the Oxford Dictionary means the existence of an individual, human being, or animal. I'm going to read the secondary definition. The condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Now let's go into love. What does the Oxford Dictionary say? Love, an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. Wow, what a difference, right, between love and life. Life is the source. Life is creation. Life is what God created. So why would somebody have a plaque to bring it into the home that says Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the love? That is incorrect. That is false. It is life. Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. I wanted to bring an awareness today with this episode. You know, maybe a little bit short, but share this with your friends and family. Share this with your neighbors. Because I was deceived when I purchased this. And I don't want the same thing to happen to anybody out there. Remember, many will perish from the lack of knowledge, says the Bible. And this is an example, a small example. It's life. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way. Okay, my friend, so this is today's episode. Please do not be deceived by the enemy, the great deceiver, the prince of this world. Be vigilant. Be in the word. I pray you have a blessed day. And the next episode, I'm going to be talking about numerology. So join me for that one. Feel free to follow me on my social media platforms. I'm going to be posting this home decor on my Instagram and Facebook. All the information is linked in the description of this episode. God bless, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. If you found it enjoyable, please like and subscribe. Remember to spread the good news. Keep faithful, obedient, and joyful. Till next time, God bless.